Welcome to the program's new corporate short-form podcast, The Debrief. A debrief occurs at the end of any operation, any military operation, where an organization, a military unit, discusses who and what went well and who and what needs to improve. It is the single best way any organization can get better. And typically, it fails to occur. Not with the program. We want to share our debriefs with you here on this podcast. Even if you aren't in corporate America, though, the lessons learned and topics we discuss on the debrief can be applied to all the teams on which we are privileged to be a part. This podcast will be a shorter version of the program podcast, and with a focus on our work with corporations. Most debrief podcasts will be a conversation between program teammates who work with our corporate clients. Today, you get me and Brady Turnage. Brady is a retired Navy commander and former commanding officer of a carrier-based jet squadron flying the Boeing EA-18 Gulf Growler. Brady has deployed at sea and ashore all over the world, having flown over 100 combat missions over Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. Brady works with the program as an executive coach and lead corporate instructor. Brady, this week, let's discuss something you and I have debriefed often with clients: a leader's greatest mistake.
Cap, fired up to be here with you, fired up to debrief, because as you say, that's how we get better, and you and I get a chance to get better today, in particular talking about a leader's greatest mistake. Now, I consider myself an expert in this area because I have made this mistake.
You and me both. Brady, before I give you an opportunity to share an example of this greatest mistake that you made, let me discuss what it is. Teammates, Bill Gates once said, never hire a B-level person to your organization. Because if you hire a B-level person, you will hire a C-level person and your A-level people leave. This is truth with a capital T. However, hiring a B or C level teammate to our teams, it is not the greatest mistake we make as a leader. The greatest mistake we make as a leader is allowing them to remain a member of it. To ensure we don't allow this to occur, we must remember the three roles of a leader. First, let's review the standards of great leaders. Great leaders consistently meet and exceed two standards. Great leaders ensure their team accomplishes the mission, number one. And great leaders always take care of their teammates. We take care of our teammates by making every decision we ever make, thinking about what is in the best interest of our team first. Great leaders consistently meet and exceed those two standards. What helps ensure we do so is an ability to assume the three roles of a leader, that of commander, coach, and mentor. The three roles of a leader: commander, coach, and mentor. The best leaders, those leaders that consistently meet and exceed those earlier standards that we discussed. They ensure their team consistently accomplishes the mission, and they always take care of our teammates. The best leaders, those that ensure those two standards are consistently met, the best leaders fill those three roles, commander, coach, and mentor, consistently. They can cycle through those roles based on what the team needs in that moment. in the course of a practice, a meeting, a day, etc. Commanding is about telling people what to do. You do this. Coaching someone is the X's and the O's of our sport or job. Coaching is how we do what we do. It's about production. Coaching helps us do what we do better, more efficiently, etc. And mentorship is our development. Mentorship is the development of our teammates into who we say we are. It's about our behaviors. Great mentorship helps us behave better. It helps us become the best version of ourselves that we can become. Now, in an effort to highlight our greatest mistake as leaders, I want you to picture those three roles inside of a pyramid or triangle, with commander being on the top of the triangle, coach occupying the midpoint of the triangle, and mentor being the base of it. That triangle or pyramid represents how we should spend, or rather more exactly, how we should invest our time initially, at first. When we hire or recruit someone to our organization, or when we ourselves as leaders of it are new to it, we should invest most of our time mentoring our teammates. Coaching or training, as discussed, should be fairly consistent annually, regardless of years at an organization, position, title, or seniority. And finally, although our teammates at times may need commanding, typically it should be what we do least often. The greatest mistake we make as leaders is failing to remember that although initially that is how we should invest our time, mentoring a lot, some fixed amount of coaching on the X's and the O's, and commanding very little, we fail to remember that after those initial few weeks, months, people must earn our time as leaders. How we spend our time is an investment. And the biggest mistake we make is investing it on people who do nothing to earn it. We invest our time on those individuals who, in fact, do nothing to earn it. Our greatest mistake, therefore, is failing to flip the triangle. As leaders, our responsibility is not to any one individual on our team. It is to the team. We fail to remember this, and we hurt our team because of it. Don't flip the triangle. If someone isn't earning our time, your time as a leader, then flip the triangle. Command them more. Coaching stays generally the same. And invest your time mentoring them. Decrease that amount of time. They're doing nothing to earn it. Spend your time as a leader with those who are earning it. Typically, we don't, and it's our biggest mistake. Brady, I'd love to hear your example of it.
Happy to share it with you, Cap. I'd like to start with a quick example of when I joined the program as a full-time teammate. And I'll compare and contrast here. We use a software capability, a CRM capability, right, to manage all of our relationships and contacts and clients. Mm-hmm. I'm brand new to the program, and I'm learning the culture, and I'm being mentored, but I'm brand new. And I sit down with one of our teammates who's no longer with us, fantastic human. And this teammate is showing me the ins and outs, or trying to show me the ins and outs of this CRM program. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand how it fits into the bigger picture. So most of that explanation is lost on me. Fast forward 8, 9, maybe 10 months. And I'm now speaking with you. You call me up one day, and we spend about 45 minutes with you coaching me through how to use that and some specifics on that. And that session was much more productive because I've now had a chance to be mentored, to understand why it's so important that we click here when we do this type of meeting. We click there when we do this type of call in this software. I understand because part of our culture is fanatical follow-up, right? We have to follow up and follow through with our contacts, our clients, our potential clients, our partners. We have to be fanatical with it, or we're just not going to be world-class. So it took me some time to be mentored to understand that. Mm-hmm. Now, where I've failed, where I've made the biggest mistake a leader makes is in my Navy career. So Cap, as you mentioned, I had the great fortune to be a commanding officer of a attack squadron. So there's about 200 folks in this squadron. 18 of us are flying and everyone else is fixing airplanes, doing an admin job, doing an operations job. So the vast majority of people in this squadron don't fly the airplanes. The maintenance effort to fix these airplanes and keep them in a state of readiness is a huge effort. Of the 200 people, we devote about 160 to 170 people to the maintenance of aircraft.
Yeah.
I had a maintenance leader, senior enlisted personnel, who was fantastic from a experience, talent, pride standpoint. This leader, this person, kept us going on a 9-month combat deployment where we were often required to have all 5 of our aircraft assigned in a flyable combat ready status. That's almost unheard of, to have 100% of your assets up and operating and flying combat sorties. And he did it for months on end. One of the most skilled and dedicated maintenance professionals I've ever met in my life, not just in the Navy, but in any profession. Mm-hmm. Now, his weakness as a leader, Cap, was in how he treated young enlisted sailors at times. He was a tough, hard-charging leader, kind of cut from the cloth from a long, long time ago. And as times have changed and our society has changed and our culture has changed, this leader didn't change with it. So some of his interactions at times, they were borderline inappropriate and borderline harassing type of interactions.
Yeah.
We counseled him on it. We pulled
which borderline means it was.
You're right. It was. You're right. if there's any question, there's no question.
Yeah. So
we counseled him on it. We worked with him on it because we all should have a chance to be mentored, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even professionals with 30 years of experience still need mentorship, right? We worked with him on this and it continued to come up. It continued to be an issue, right? It got to a point with me where I thought, if I'm having these one-on-one sit-down conversations because this leader is bringing me so many repeat problems, I need to take action. So Cap, I had the paperwork on my desk to transfer this leader out of my unit. And I didn't do that. I didn't execute on that decision. Because he was so good technically at his job. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't pay the price for that failure as a leader, because he always treated me with respect. The people who paid the price were my young sailors, my 19, 20, 21-year-old sailors, who he was not treating well. Mm-hmm. So I failed as a leader to make that tough decision, and my people paid the price for it.
Brady, at the time, why didn't you make that decision? Look, it's a difficult decision to make. First, to flip the triangle on somebody, and then once you flip the triangle on somebody, where now all I'm going to do is command you. I'm just going to tell you what to do. I mean, look, but after you flip the triangle, there's only one other thing you're going to do, which is tell that person, okay, you need to leave our organization. It's difficult. You struggled with it. Why? What were some of the things you were struggling with? Their production?
It's a great question. So we had flipped the triangle on him. And this is before I even understood the term flip the triangle or invert the pyramid, right? Because I was a program teammate. So, but we had done that, right? Yeah. We were spending a lot more time giving him oversight and commanding and continuing to coach. And there was less mentorship because the mentorship wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So he started to improve. He showed some minor incremental improvements. That was very promising. I also called my boss and asked for my boss's advice.
Brady, can I stop you there for a second?
Please
because
do.
Yesterday I was having a conversation. I'm not going to use the gentleman's name, but I was talking to an offensive coordinator of a major SEC football team, guy I've been long-term friends with. Okay. He called me up and he said, Cap, I want to talk to you about this guy on my side of the ball. The OC said he's the single most talented player I've ever been around. And if you knew who this coach was, that means that this cat that he's talking about, he must be really big, really fast, really strong, and just be able to play the game of football at a high level. And the OC said, and I'm at the point where I'm flipping the triangle on the guy because he just isn't doing what we expect him to do, period. And he said, but, you know, I'm struggling with it because at times he gets better he shows improvement. And I kind of chuckled because, boy, that's one of the things that makes it so difficult on us as leaders. Because if somebody is consistently improving, great. Or if we have those teammates who wherever we hired them from, they just consistently go downhill. Okay, that's easier. The tough ones are those guys, and I'm using the universal term guys, men, women, who they get better for a couple of weeks and then worse and then better and then worse. They give us just enough to keep thinking, do I keep squeezing the orange? Is the squeeze worth the juice, right? They give you just enough. God, it makes it difficult.
It does. And another factor that gets induced here, mm-hmm. almost subconsciously, is our loyalty to that yes. person, right?
Yes.
And as we 100%. State in our book, this is a tough path to go down, right? We must be loyal to the team over being loyal to any one individual on the team. And Cap,
we forget, right? We forget that as leaders. I want to restate that our loyalty is to the team, not any one individual on it. And because of that, it can be wildly unpopular. And that doesn't mean we don't take care of any individual teammates when they need taking care of. Of course not. But yes, Brady, we got to remember our loyalty is to the team. And by trying to think, oh, I'm going to be loyal to this one individual, then we end up hurting the team, number one. Number two, we have to remember as leaders that, yes, you're 100% loyal to every individual on the team. Yeah, but so are they. They have the responsibility to be 100% loyal to you. And if both of those things don't occur, there's going to be a fracture in the relationship.
That's right, Cap. And we'll talk about, I'm sure at some point, toughness. I was not emotionally tough enough to see the bigger picture and step outside of myself and just step back and make the right decision for my team. I just flat mm-hmm. out failed. And I'll tell mm-hmm. you this, Cap. I have fired people. I've never lost a second of sleep over anyone I have fired or removed from their position or demoted in rank. I've never lost a second of sleep over it. I have lost hours of sleep over the person I did not remove. In this case, the leader we're talking about. It haunts mm-hmm. me to this day.
Yep. Yeah. You were starting to say you're the person, your commanding officer. and the role that they played in this. Can you talk a little bit more about this here?
I can. I was fortunate enough to have a boss who stayed out of my squadron for the vast majority of everything and let me run it. And he said, call me if you ever need advice. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you need counsel, call me. So I called him. We had this discussion. He took an outside look at this leader and he said, I haven't been able to find any issues that give me pause. So I was probably influenced by that. And that probably tipped the scales in favor of me holding on to this leader. I should have taken that advice, but again, I should have taken a step back, gained some more perspective, and taken that one piece of advice with a little bit more of a grain of salt than I did.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to remember, like, we seek counsel. And I think it's good to do so. I think it's good because these are not small decisions that we have to make as leaders. Our teammates deserve it. They deserve us taking our time, not leaving any rock unturned, and going to seek that counsel. But as leaders, we have to remember that that counsel, that's all it is just, it's counsel. We're still 100% responsible for the decision.
That's exactly. And
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's exactly right. It was my responsibility, right? Yeah. I know my team better than anyone, right? And I'll read, this will be brief, Cap. I'll read out of this chapter in the book, Action Items on Developing Leaders. Get out from behind your desk. Leave your office and go talk to your team on a regular basis. If experiencing adversity as a team, do it even more. Leadership is a contact sport. Right? I had done that. I had satisfied that. And I still didn't make the decision that was best for my team.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, Brady, because you started talking about this guy's production. He's in his leadership is he's keeping 5 aircraft operationally ready every day, all day, every week, every month. Oh, and it's mission critical to our success. And we hold on to that production and it makes it so difficult, right? If a guy's not producing, man or woman isn't producing, makes the decision easier. But God, we usually are struggling with these types of decisions because those individuals are producing at such a high level. And that production helps us. That production helps us in the short term. But because we focus on just the production and not the behaviors, it ends up killing us. Literally or figuratively in the long term. It kills our culture.
It does. And I'll draw a distinction here, Cap. This teammate was a phenomenal manager of maintenance and assets and people. One of the best, if not the best I've ever been around. He was only an adequate leader. In world-class organizations will not be world-class if their leaders are just adequate. And that's the big distinction. Great manager, but not a great leader. I needed both, and I accepted less than that.
Yeah. I'm going to have us end there because that right there is our greatest mistake. And we all make it, and it's at the expense of our world-class team. For our listeners, to sign up for our monthly letter on leadership and to learn more about the program and our leadership development and team building services for your own team, go to theprogram.org. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at theprogram.org and on Facebook at theprogram.org and at We Do One More. And on LinkedIn at theprogram.llc. If you've enjoyed today's program podcast, today's program debrief podcast, please leave a review of it on whatever platform you've accessed it from. Finally, more on the greatest mistake and other team building and leadership development topics can be found in our book, The Program, Lessons from Elite Military Units for Creating and Sustaining High Performance Leaders and Teams. It can be found, The Program, our book, at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com or on the program website. Until the next time, a leader's greatest mistake, don't make it. Flip the triangle and attack.